All right. Well, despite Jeremy Otto's best efforts, we are not going to be sidetracked. I wanted to bring up something he referenced in his update. Not that I'll ever understand why it was in his update. We'll have a conversation about that later. So listen, I don't like Dan Orlovsky. That is not a secret. Okay. I think Dan Orlovsky is like right up there with an ass pimple. I don't like him. I don't like anything about him. I don't like his shilling for Matthew Stafford. I don't like his goofiness. I don't like anything to do with him. But for the sake of this exercise, we're going to use something he said. And it's not about me agreeing or not. He did a quarterback ranking, and it's all subjective and nonsense, and that's fine. But he has these categories. And I wanted to see what you felt about the ranking of Jared Goff in the categories and whether, as I take you through them, if Goff is even there at all. So yeah. Now, Rico luckily took a little cat nap. He didn't pay attention during Jeremy's update. So we're good. I know David never pays attention and, well, Kenny was asleep. So we're going to preserve this. We're good. Kenny, you were in stall three. You didn't hear it. So we're all set. So I want to take you through these, and we'll go around the room. I want to know, is Goff a part of this category? And if so, where does he rank?
Okay.
Everybody ready to play?
Let's go.
Okay. In the category of arm strength, he lists the top 10 QBs in the league. Is Jared Goff in the arm strength ranking? David shaking his head.
No.
You're no. Kenny?
Yeah, I think he's just out of there.
You're correct. Any guesses as to who took the award?
Arm strength,
Josh Allen.
He's number two.
Stafford.
Number four.
Okay. Dak.
Are you guys high? Dak is nine. Pat Mahomes? Ever hear of him?
No, because he doesn't throw the ball deep anymore. That's
I don't mean he can't.
I was thinking accuracy more with him, but okay.
All right. Rodgers is five. Will Levis, six. Mayfield, seven. Anthony Richardson, eight. Lamar at 10. All right. Next category. Ball placement. Is Jared Goff in the ball placement ranking?
Yes.
You say yes. Kenny?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Where?
Nine.
Ten.
Say seven.
It's nine. Jared Goff is nine. Who's number one?
Let's just go Mahomes.
Number three.
I'm going to go Dak on this one.
Here we go. Number eight. Kenny Cott.
Yeah, I had Pat, too.
Number three.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow is number one. Okay. Tua is number two. Again, that's that throwing guys open trait. Tua is actually really good at it. Stafford, four. Stroud, five. Rat Purdy, six. Here's the one I disagree with the most. Geno Smith at seven.
No way.
Okay. I think Orlovsky fell off his bike there for a second.
At some point, you got to give Geno Smith credit. Mike, he was supposed to have been out the league a few years ago.
Well, there's a shortage of quarterbacks. It'll happen soon enough.
But he keeps winning.
Mechanics. Is Jared Goff on the mechanics list?
Yes.
You say yes. Kenny?
Yes.
Rico?
No.
Okay. He is. First one he's gotten wrong. You're right. But now where on the best mechanics in football does Jared Goff rank?
Five.
I was thinking, I'll say six.
It is six. You guys both got it. Who's number one?
It's Joe Burrow.
It is Burrow.
Yep.
Excellent. Stafford, two. Herbert, three. Stroud, four. Dak, five. Tua, seven. Rodgers, eight. Rat Purdy, nine. Trevor Lawrence, 10. It's Brock. Weird. I'm not seeing Dan Jones anywhere.
he was injured.
Decision making with the football. Is Jared Goff on the top 10 decision makers? Yes or no?
No.
Kenny?
You had all those completions in a row without throwing a pick? I'll say yes.
Yes.
He is. Now where?
Give me eight.
Eight for Kenny.
I go five.
He's number nine. Here's how the list goes. Tell me if there's any issue here. Rodgers won. Stafford, two. I disagree with that. Burrow, three. Stroud, four. Rat Purdy, five.
It's Brock.
Jordan Love, Mahomes, Prescott, Goff, Cousins.
Daniel Jones?
No. He's actually in the neck brace category. So Goff was 9. I disagree with the Stafford one. His decision-making, Stafford's good for 80 pick sixes a year. He's always done that.
Yeah, but he's a different Matthew Stafford with the Raiders.
No, he's the exact same Matthew Stafford.
He's got
talent that can make up for it.
He made Puka Nacua a household name.
If you want to say he has arm talent or he's a strong throwing quarterback, that's fine. But decision-making, no, he's not in my top 10.
All right, pocket presence. Is Jared Goff?
Not even close.
You're going to say no.
No.
David's slandering over
pocket
to Kenny.
Presence, that's where he lives. That's where he makes his money.
Yeah, I'll say yes.
I got to say yes.
He's not on the list.
Oh. Yes!
Orlovsky left him off. Who's number one in pocket presence? You know the answer.
Patrick Mahomes?
Yes.
Lamar Jackson?
Number 5.
Brock Purdy?
Number 6.
Okay.
Rats move quick. They've got great lateral quickness.
Get out.
You've seen him scurry in the sewer. Anybody else?
I feel like this is a list where Josh Allen is on here, but he shouldn't be.
8.
Yep, there you go.
Geno Smith, 9. Dak, 10.
Trevor Lawrence.
Jordan Love is 7. Trevor Lawrence, not on the list. Burrow, 2. Stroud, 3. Stafford, 4. And Lamar, 5. Okay. Rushing ability. We know Goff isn't there, so let's just not even do that.
Yes!
He is on the list. He is right behind Lamar.
And we know who number one is, right?
Lamar.
Right. Who else?
For rushing ability?
Yeah. Just for fun on this one.
Clearly. Jalen Hurts.
Number 4.
Dak Prescott.
Number 7.
Rushing ability. Burrow?
Joe Burrow is number 8. Now, you're missing a couple obvious ones here.
Jordan Love?
No.
Is Tua on there?
No. What are you, insane? He's instructed not to run anywhere for fear of getting killed.
Oh, Baker Mayfield.
Nope. Josh Allen, 2. Mm. Anthony Richardson, 3.
I forgot he does play in the NFL.
I forgot about that.
Here's one that I thought you guys would get. Justin Fields, 5.
He has to start first, so.
Kyler Murray, 9. Trevor Lawrence, 10. Those are the two you missed. So, second reaction ability. Basically, when the play breaks down, different arm angles, off-platform throws, etc.
No.
You're saying no to Goff.
Yeah, no.
And Kenny?
Yeah, no, I'm out on that.
You guys are all correct. Who's number one?
Patrick Mahomes.
You're correct. Other guesses to make this list, and here's a hint. There is a name. There are two names on here. One I don't think you'll guess if I give you 50 guesses. The other is a rookie. You do with that what you will when a guy's never thrown a pass in the NFL.
Joe Burrow.
Oh, you mean hasn't played at all?
It's Michael Penix.
No. Joe Burrow? No. Penix? No.
Caleb
Williams at 6. The other guy you'd never guess, Gardner Minshew at 9.
You're correct.
I would not have guessed that.
Mahomes, Allen,
Purdy?
Lamar, Rat Purdy, number 4.
Rock!
Jordan Love, Caleb, Dak, Jalen, Gardner Minshew, Justin Herbert. So here's my question. Do you feel Jared Goff was overrated, underrated, or appropriately rated? Now, he made 3 of these categories. As a top 10 QB, he was in there for mechanics and for ball placement and for just, but he wasn't consensus top 10. He never rose above 6 at anything and was unranked in half the categories. Overrated, underrated, appropriately rated. Look, I can't hold the mobility thing against him. He can't be there. You could put him on a Vespa. He wouldn't be one of the 10 most mobile quarterbacks. But think it over. I want to give you guys a couple of minutes. Think about overrated, underrated, or no, actually, just right. 248-539-9797. And if you don't like this, Rico will talk to you about cotton candy burritos at 4:30.